Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us. Our number today and every day on The Bright Side, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, if you have a health challenge that you need help with, or you have a, or your loved one has a health challenge that they need help with, we're here for you, 844-236-6010. We love hearing from you, 844-236-6010. Sonia Barrett will be with us at the bottom of the hour. She's been on the program before. Sonia is the producer of The Business of Disease. Her website, TheRealSoniaBarrett.com, and that's SoniaBarrett, TheRealSoniaBarrett.com. It's got all kinds of great information on it, and she is a wealth of information. Check out her blog, News in the Matrix. She's got a podcast, Healthy Living with Sonia, and tons of articles that you can get on the website, TheRealSoniaBarrett.com. Sonia will be with us at the bottom of the hour. She is just an incredible, incredible human being, if she is even a human being. And we've had her on the program before. Sonia Barrett at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls next segment, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, or CriticalHealthNews.com. You can purchase longevity products right off the website. You can click on the Join the Team link if you want to start a home-based business. If you're an entrepreneur, you want to be part of the nutritional supplement business, or if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price, click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com or call 866-735-2470 for more information, 866-735-2470. You can also order products by calling 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. All right, Sonia Barrett at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. I do want to continue talking about the skin, but I'd like to hear if you guys have any take on this vaccine approval, which is going to usher in mandates, no doubt. It's already started. I was just hearing about CVS Pharmacy making all their employees and pharmacists included get vaccines. There's an assemblywoman in Oakland, California, who is working on a bill to make it completely mandated in California. You won't be able to go into stores and anywhere, really, if this lady Buffy Wick, I think her name is, in Oakland has her way. What do you guys think about that? I'd like to hear your take on that. I do want to continue talking about the skin, the misunderstandings we all have about the skin. I got a letter from my friend Kevin. I know he's listening. I assume he's listening. Kevin is the guy who puts our programs up on Rumble, formerly YouTube, but now on Rumble. And he has a friend who had a condition that I talked about last week called pemphigus, P-E-M-P-H-I-G-U-S, PHIGUS. I think this is really interesting because our topic, we've been talking about for the last couple weeks. I'm going to talk about the skin for a while. I'm going to be talking about the skin for the next little bit anyway. I have an expertise in the skin. I've been studying it for many years. And it's very fascinating to me because even though it's on the outside of the body and we see it all the time, it's very likely the most misunderstood of all of our organs, at least in terms of how we care for it. And so anyway, I've been talking to emailing with Kevin about his friend. His friend has a condition called pemphigus, P-E-M-P-H-I-G-U-S, which is... it's unspeakably horrific. And there's a lot of things that happen on the skin that are unspeakably horrific. There are things that happen on the skin, of course, that are just cosmetically unappealing. They're not horrific. But blistering conditions that occur on the skin are really awful. And they're just generic. They're blistering conditions. As awful as they are, it doesn't really matter whether you diagnose it, how you diagnose it. And this, or I should say, what you call it. If it's a blistering condition on the skin and it's horrible, you've got an immune problem. Period. You've got an immune problem. And this is just, I don't know why this is so difficult to understand. Well, I do know because we don't really see the skin, but I don't know why it's difficult for healthcare professionals to understand. Okay, lay people I can see because we don't really comprehend the composite mosaic nature of the skin. It looks like it's uniform. And then when something happens on it, we don't see because it's built up of these building blocks. That we don't really understand why these blisters would occur. It's just the skin. It's just one thing, and the blisters all of a sudden appear. But if you understand that the skin is built up of components, and these components are in constant dynamic flux, they're constantly moving, they're constantly growing, you could see how this movement can be interfered with. And indeed, it is interfered with. It's interfered with by inflammation. Microscopic inflammation, not the kind of inflammation like when you get a black eye, you see that inflammation, but micro-inflammatory conditions underneath the surface disrupt the movement of these components. And when these the movement of these components is disrupted, the skin does not form correctly. That's what a blistering condition is. The skin is not forming correctly because the components are not growing correctly and they're not growing and moving correctly. Because there's things that are interfering with that movement. Inflammatory factors. So pemphigus is the manifestation of inflammatory factors in the skin, underneath the skin, where we don't see it, underneath the surface. Where do the inflammatory factors come in from? That's all you need to know. Well, they only come in from one place, for the most part, and that's through food, through the digestive system. Now, if you're injecting things intravenously, that can happen too. But for most people, entrance into the bloodstream occurs through the intestine. So this letter here, I got this letter, and I know Kevin's listening, so Kevin, pass this on. Quote, this is from the gal who has this condition. Just saw the doctor. The biopsy came back, and indeed, it is pemphigus vulgaris, not pemphigus mucosis. It doesn't matter if it's pemphigus vulgaris, or pemphigus mucosis, or pemphigus alphabetosis, or pemphigus anything. It doesn't matter what you call it. Pemphigus vulgaris is common. Pemphigus vulgaris means common. And a mucosis means it affects the mucosa, the different part of the skin. It doesn't matter. And she goes on, have to start the next level of treatment. He's not happy. Oh, he's not happy. Really? He's not happy. I still have too many sores in my mouth. Also, I can feel one in my throat. He's not happy. They're going to start pre-approval with insurance company for Rituxan. It's a cancer infusion treatment. She's getting chemotherapy for an immune problem. That also helps pemphigus vulgaris patients. No, it doesn't. It's not going to help your pemphigus vulgaris patient. It's just going to give her chemotherapy that's going to make her body worse and shorten her life. I probably won't have all the side effects that lymphoma patients have, okay? I will also have a standing blood test order every month. This is ridiculous. This poor woman, she's having an immune problem. All right, he gave me the name of a nutritionist. I'll call her today. Maybe the nutritionist will help, hopefully. This poor woman is having an immune problem. This poor woman needs to work on what's getting into her bloodstream that's interfering with the growth of cells. That's all you got to do. This poor person, all because she and her doctor don't understand how the skin is composed. And it's just a poster child for us not understanding how our body is composed. And that's why we rely on outside authorities who know just as little as we do for the most part. Not always, by the way. All right. 844-236-6010 is our number. I'd love to hear what you guys think about this whole vaccine thing. And Sonia Barrett will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We'll get to your calls next segment. You're listening to The Bright Side. We will return right after this.
Ed Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who understands how important the B complex of vitamins is for maintaining a healthy heart. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there. The B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. The B vitamins work on the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. When it comes to heart disease, we got 600,000 people in this country who die of heart disease every year. Some 64 million Americans have some form of heart disease. The B vitamins, a nickel's worth of B vitamins every day, is the most powerful nutritional way to protect yourself from heart disease.
To feed your heart the nutrients it needs for good health, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back on The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number. We've got lots of folks who want to get on the line today, and we'll get your calls in just a sec. Sonia Barrett will be with us at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls here momentarily.
So this gal with the condition, the pemphigus condition, Kevin, if you're listening, first of all, pemphigus is horrific. It's just absolutely horrific. It does not occur in a body. It doesn't occur until the body's broken down. The body has to be really broken down for this to happen. This is a really significant health challenge. And chemotherapy, immune suppressants, while they may be, I don't know, she may get some symptomatic relief, which is not necessarily a bad thing, but she certainly isn't going to get better, and she could easily get worse, because what she's doing is she's suppressing her immune system's ability to fight infections. And she's got it. It's an infectious condition. She's got some kind of immune activity. Whether it's infectious or not, I don't know. It's probably, I don't know if it's bacteria, but there's some toxicity there. The immune system is responding. That's what it is. It's an immune response. And that's why they're giving her the chemotherapy, to suppress the immune system. And while she may get short-term benefits, it's not going to cure the problem. The problem can be cured, however, by eliminating the entrance of toxicity into the body. If she's shooting up heroin or crack or anything through her veins, through her skin into her veins, then she needs to stop doing that. I don't think she is. Chances are good. Look, I don't know the lady. I just know what my friend Kevin's been saying. I just know the letters. But I can guarantee you she's got some kind of long-standing digestive health condition. Guaranteed. I'm not psychic. That's just how the body works. The main point here is that once we understand how we are put together, how our bodies are put together, you don't have to be a PhD biologist, just the basics. We can take care of our health business. If we trust others to do our health business for us, we will get exactly what we have today. The biggest health crisis in the history of mankind and mandated medical interventions. Is anybody happy with that? Is anybody happy with the state of our health collectively? Is anybody happy with mandated medical interventions? It's just craziness to me. Well, we got to understand how the body's put together. That's what the Bright Side is all about. That's what we're all about. And you know what? I don't have a lot of listeners on this program. I got loyal listeners. You guys are loyal who are listening, but I don't have a lot. Because for some reason, we don't care about our health and our bodies collectively. Not a present company excluded. We don't care enough about how our health, and how our bodies are put together. All right, 844-236-6010. We'll continue talking about the skin tomorrow, and then we'll have Sonia Bayer at the bottom of the hour. Let's go to the phones. And look who's online. Kevin is. Hey, Kevin, my friend in Moscow. What's up, buddy?
Thanks for addressing this for my friend. Could I
yes.
give her?
Yes. Give her my number.
Your contact info.
Absolutely, 100%. I'll work with her directly.
I just wanted to say, to get other people on the line, with the vaccines, I don't like this mandate. Forcing any American to do anything is un-American, number one. Why do you have the choice to have an abortion, but I can't not have a vaccine, number one? What about all the people that were exposed that have natural antibodies? I mean, I've been around 22 people that were positive. I haven't gotten it, including my wife. Okay? I'm not getting it because I have that rigid health regime that I told you about. And for me, vaccines are no good because in 1969, 52 years ago, last weekend, I got bit by a snake. They gave me a tetanus shot. It almost killed me when I was 10. And I'm doing pretty fine otherwise. So,
Kevin, keep up the good work, man. And thank you for what you're doing with the Rumble. I really appreciate it, and a lot of people appreciate it.
It's a little bit slow getting up and going.
Yeah,
the message out. So
yes,
that's the important thing.
And what you're doing is appreciated, and I appreciate you personally. Thank you, Kevin. Take care, buddy. Have your friend call me. Have your friend reach out to me.
Certainly will.
Okay, buddy. Take care. Thanks, Kevin. Thank you, Kevin. Okay. All right, let's go to our friend Graziano in California. Hey, Graziano, you're not in NoCal by any chance, are you?
No, I'm in in LA County area.
Okay, what's going on?
I was calling today for myself. So I've had these kind of I've already gone to two different general practitioner doctors, one in San Diego, one in LA. Both gave me the same kind of answer, which I'm not confident with their telling me, but basically, I've had a little built-up tissues, almost like cysts on my chest, like throughout. Not a lot, just a little bit. I've had one a pea size since I can remember, maybe since fifth grade, but now it's kind of enlarged a little bit more.
Are they tags, would you say? Are they hanging like a tag?
No, no. They're little.
More like a pimple?
Small little. No, not even that. Like lumps I can feel as they press on my torso. You can feel it. And they've said, oh, don't worry about it. It's just a little built up.
No, it's not, you know, it's not what you want to worry. You don't want to worry about things, but you do want to address it because it's a sign that things aren't moving as they should. Like I'm saying, skin cells grow from the bottom to the top, and the movement from the bottom to the top, the growth from the bottom to the top is very tightly regulated. And anything that gets in the way in terms of inflammation can interfere with that movement. You can have movement, you can have cells that are moving too fast, you can have them moving too slow, you can have them moving in a disorganized fashion, that's what blistering is. And so when you have cysts that show up on the skin, you have a disruption in that movement. Now that could be due to two things. Number one, it can be due to some kind of deficiency, and number two, it could be due to toxicity, or it could be a combination of the two. Usually when it's mild like that, it's more like it's a deficiency of some kind. If it was dramatic like the gal we've been talking about, then I would tell you there's some kind of immune or inflammatory condition that's going on in there. I would look at deficiencies in fat. Whenever you have cysts like that or things growing on the skin like that, look for deficiencies in fatty vitamins, problems metabolizing or breaking down fats, or frank deficiencies. You're just not getting enough, especially vitamin A, zinc, and selenium, which are minerals, but they tend to be metabolized by the fatty part of the body, and they play a major role in skin health. So vitamin A, zinc, selenium. You may also want to consider just plain old antioxidants like vitamin C and vitamin E, although those tend to be less involved with movement. By the way, the movement is called differentiation, with the differentiation process. And then the outside part of a cell membrane, a skin cell membrane, or any cell for that matter, is made up of partially of essential fats. And deficiencies in essential fatty acids can sometimes play a role there too. Now, if you're taking your supplements, but you're not getting the benefits of them, then you got to look at absorption issues. Either liver, intestine, pancreas, even the stomach, all those structures play a role in the absorption of nutrients. So remember, it's not just what you're taking, it's what you're absorbing. So I'd be looking at the fatty part of your body, fatty system. Do you have any issues with digestion, especially with fats? Do you have your gallbladder, any liver issues, intestinal issues, gas, bloating, anything like that?
I do get gas here and there, so I kind of keep a tight lid on what I do eat. But, you know, I have taken all those minerals and vitamins for years that you just mentioned. So that means I must obviously not be absorbing something.
Take some higher doses. What's your dose on vitamin A?
Vitamin A, I think it's 30,000 IU a day.
Okay, that should be good. And then zinc picolinate, 50 milligrams a day, right?
Yeah, I do that.
Essential fatty acids?
EFAs? Yep, I do my EFAs. Yeah,
what are your EFAs? What are they?
Nine capsules. Essential. They're from longevity. Nine capsules a day.
Maybe up it a little bit. That's not necessarily a lot. But so that's the area that you want to focus on. Fatty part of the body, okay? Did you have acne when you were a kid, by the way? Did you have acne?
No, no acne.
No. Okay. All right, Grazian. Good to talk to you, man. Hope your wife's doing good, too. Thanks.
Okay,
thanks so much for your call.
You.
Appreciate it. Take care. All right. That's all the time we have for today for this segment on The Bright Side. Sonia Barrett coming up next.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
As President Biden's Afghanistan withdrawal actions have led to the current crisis in Afghanistan, President Biden is attempting to fix things. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is telling Biden to extend the Kabul airlift operation beyond August 31st. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said Biden still believes all Americans can be evacuated before August 31st. The Caldor wildfire in California that forced thousands of people to evacuate their homes and devastated Grizzly Flats, California, last week was approaching the Lake Tahoe Basin Monday. The region is home to tens of thousands of people. Eric Schwab, a Cal Fire section chief, said Monday that limiting the fire's eastern spread towards Tahoe is a priority. With disgraced Democrat Governor of New York Andrew Cuomo officially out after sexual misconduct was discovered by the state's attorney general, the former number two, Kathy Hochul, is now the governor of the state to the end of Cuomo's term. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Trust in the American media has declined to an all-time low. 56% of Americans agree with the statement that journalists and reporters are purposely trying to mislead people by saying things they know are false or gross exaggerations. After the 2020 election, 57% of Democrats trusted the media, only 18% of Republicans. The Associated Press is being called out by Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis on Fox News for a recent story that Mr. DeSantis says could cost American lives with its false narrative.
Now, what the AP did by trying to create a false narrative is some people may believe the narrative and then think that this is not a viable treatment for them, so that if they're infected, they will not go seek a monoclonal antibody, and that will ultimately increase their risk of hospitalization. So the AP knew what they were doing. They wanted to do a political hit on me. And the fallout from that is that there will likely be people who decline life-saving treatment. And then they had the temerity to act like they were the victim when they got called out on their hit piece. The days of corporate media being able to smear people with impunity and conservatives do nothing, those days are over. I can tell you in Florida, we're fighting back with the truth, and we are going to hold you accountable when you're peddling false partisan narratives.
Mistrust of the media is now a central part of many Americans' personal identity. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7. On the archive page at brightsideben.com, you'll find the search engine, a search box with all our programs, 11 years of archive programs, lots of great health information at brightsideben.com. You can purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com, also my blog, pharmacistben.com, and videos, news stories, and various blog posts at criticalhealthnews.com. All the longevity products are available on all our websites, and a join the team link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business. You can also call 866-735 2470 for more info, 866-735-2470. You can order products by calling 866-735-2470 as well. And also would like to remind you to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by myself in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues, including acne and eczema, just plain old dry skin, post-prevention of post-surgical or post-traumatic scarring. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products, just 100% active and functional ingredients, and Truth treatments are the real deal. And you can check out our 2,200 four- and five-star reviews to prove it at truthreviewed.com. Our Truth treatments can be purchased by going to truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. Okay, I am stoked to talk to our guest today. I've been a big fan of Sonia Barrett for many years. I've been following her work probably since the turn of the millennia, since 2000 or so. I read a book called The Holographic Canvas, just blew me away. And I've been following her articles and just numerous webinars. And she's just a wealth of very interesting and powerful information. Sonia Barrett's website is therealsoniabarrett.com. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Sonia Barrett. Hey, Sonia.
Hello there.
Hello. Thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate it.
Okay. I hope you can hear me clearly.
I hear you great. And I have lots I want to talk to you about, but I do want to ask you, what is your take on this current health thing with the mandate and vaccine? And what I really want to ask you is, because you have this great spiritual vision, how does a spiritual person deal with what's going on today in terms of compulsions and mandates and forcing you to do things that you don't want to do with your body?
You know, that's a really big question. It's a really big question. I have to make sure that I say it. I don't say anything that I probably shouldn't say because of my own response to it. I think that when we say spiritual people, and that's broad because I've met many spiritual people who I thought really got what was going on, and it turns out that they didn't by their own responses. So I think that we have to stop and look at our own fear response, regardless of who we are, regardless of what we think, because at the end of the day, there's a core survival program in us that automatically can begin to run and be triggered. For myself, I will tell you, I had made a conscious choice, but I've never worn the mask. I don't know if I should say that, but is it okay?
Yeah, oh, heck yeah. Heck yeah.
I've
you say whatever you want,
Sonia.
Yeah. I trust you. I take your word over any healthcare professional that's on talking head that's on TV at any time. So go ahead.
Very good. Yeah, I can say I've never worn the mask. Okay, so in the very beginning, when I really had to, then I had a scarf, but I would only cover my mouth. And I made that conscious choice. And the reason for that is because I knew that this was a lot of fear projection. So for me, I had already made that decision. And then I had decided that I was done. I mean, I would never cover my nose because I thought it was just all ridiculousness. You can't run from this, but what you can do is build your immune system. So I already knew that. So when for California, when June 15 came and they made that change, and then they changed it back, well, I just never did. I don't even carry a scarf with me. I just have refused. So I just decided not to. Do I argue or anything with anyone? No, I don't. I simply decided that I would look for stores. I would go into stores that was not going to harass me and where I could spend my money and felt good about it. So that's the choice I made. And I think that people have to determine, you know, how important is this to you? If indeed in your heart you know that this is political and a lot of foolishness and a lot of fear projection and a lot of other underlying things that have nothing to do with the health of the body, then one has to make these decisions. That was a decision I made, that I would not do it. I would not participate because the mask really is just a political symbol and a political statement. And so I knew that, you know, like everything else, if I put that on, I am actually taking in whatever is the underlying programs that are there. So for me, I didn't. And I worked on my immune system, which I always did. So that was a choice I made. So everywhere I go, it doesn't stop me from going anywhere because, again, I'm only engaging in those places. So if you're a spiritual person, you have to decide. I drove all the way to Colorado the other day. I had an interview on Gaia TV because I've decided that I wasn't going to fly until this was over. You know, I'm in California, so it's 17-hour drive.
Wow.
I stopped in Utah overnight, and then I drove the rest of the way. It was an incredibly beautiful drive.
Yeah, it is a beautiful drive.
So, in other words, that's what you have to decide, how important certain things are. And you might have to, I don't know, it could be for jobs or whatever, but for those who can stand and say no, then we make up for those who feel that they don't have a choice because of what they have to do. So I don't know if that answers your question.
Well, what do you do, Sonia? And I love that you said about choice, but what do you do if the choice is taken away from you? Like you can't go, you can't eat, you can't buy food. I mean, that's on the way in some countries in Europe. You can't go buy food. I mean, you can't, what do you do when it reaches that extent? Because, yeah, you have choice theoretically, but you have to eat. You know, you have to do certain functions. And you were lucky you could drive, but what if you can't have a driver's license without one?
There is always a way.
Yeah.
There is always someone, someplace, there are farms, there's always a way. That is what I have learned in this life. There is always a way. Now, if we feel like there is absolutely no way, it is no, you know, and we decide that maybe certain things are inconvenient for us, you know, for example, I had decided that if I could not go into any stores here in Los Angeles because of this, I was going to drive once a week into Orange County. I mean, that's where I am.
Okay.
You're
going
to
do whatever it takes. You're going to do whatever it takes. Okay, gotcha.
The hour is nothing to me, to hour and a half to drive that far, because that's how strongly I feel. So I think this is a defining moment. Just like we've had I'm going to use the word heroes, but people in this life like Dr. King and, you know, there's so many people who have stood up for what they believe and said, you know, at all costs, this is what I'm doing. We all have to have something that we'll stand up for.
I would expect no less from Sonia Barrett, so thank you for that. I appreciate it. I want to talk about the emergence retreat when we come back, okay? The rising of consciousness from chaos. I love that concept, crossing the bridge of change. Sonia Barrett is with us. TheRealSoniaBarrett.com is her website. More with Sonia Barrett on The Bright Side right after this.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Sonia Barrett. Her website is therealsoniabarrett.com. She's got a blog up, and she's got all kinds of webinars up. And Sonia, you're talking about this whole idea of fear. I love what you're saying, because this is all about fear. And the flip side of fear, of course, is control. Control and fear kind of work together. But you're about kind of transcending both of them, the fear-control paradigm, right? And it seems to me like that's your emergence webinar is about. Will you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, that's actually not a webinar. I mean, we've had so many.
It's a retreat.
This is a live retreat.
Okay.
January 21st through 24th in Idlewild. So the emergence retreat, the idea of emergence, which is coming out from under all of this, emerging like the butterfly, you know, coming out of this cocoon state, because despite everything that's going on, it is an opportune moment. There's a tremendous amount of opportunity for inner expansion, for evolution, for expanding awareness and consciousness for those people who really are seeing that. So despite being frustrated with everything, it's all happening for a reason. There's definitely an upgrade opportunity happening on the planet overall. And so this is what this retreat is about. It says we are bending reality by bending the self, being the everyday master. And that's what I still see. So we're emerging from this cocoon. And so it's 4 days and three nights of that experience. And people, of course, can go to the website and read a lot more about it. But that's the whole idea. I'm also a certified Qigong teacher. So we will be participating in Qigong, which is absolutely profound. All these ancient tools and practices and having a gong sound bath meditation, and just incredible. Just to help people to sort of bathe, you know, after, dealing with this experience. And, you know, some might think, oh, my God, it might last until January. Either way, we have to get centered. We have to get balanced. And can I say something real quickly about the immune system, Ben? I think that, you know, people really need to understand that these are studies done. I mean, even in the field of psychoneuroimmunology to really recognize the effects of psychological stress on the immune system. And what they're realizing is just how damaging it is. And that as it goes on for long periods of time, the damage gets worse, meaning that the immune system begins to decline. So this is from psychological stress, which is what is being imposed on people. So you can't think clearly. Your ability to be rational, to do rational thinking, starts to disappear because all that you can see is fear and wanting your captors to rescue you, to save you, because they keep promising if you do what we say, you're going to be okay. And that's not the case. We all had COVID, by the way, November of last year, my whole family, and we were fine because, you know, we went through it, but not crazy. Because we understood, my kids who are grown, they understand all of this, the immune system. They all knew what to do, stay away from sugar, stay away from flour, nothing else, you stay away from those things, and you feed the body. You feed the body what it needs to support the immune system. And now, yes, we're all inoculated with whatever the heck that is. Our immune system now knows exactly what to do. So am I vaccinated? Yes.
That's great. I like that. Yes.
With COVID.
Yes. The immune system takes care of it. Why would you go outside yourself to do what your immune system does anyway? That's a whole nother story. So listen, speaking of story, I know you talk a lot about this idea of stories and our personal stories in our lives and how our stories weigh on us and affect us negatively. So talk to us a little bit about the collective story that's being told and what kind of stories we can tell ourselves to kind of inure ourselves or insulate ourselves from a collective story that may not be in our individual interest.
Okay, well, so collective story becomes like the Borg mind. Which is sort of, you know, what we're dealing with. It's just spreading the story enough. The story itself is the virus. The story itself becomes this infection to one's mind. So if we can, the individual can step back and really look at the investment that they're making in the story. And a lot of times it's just fear. But if the individual can step back and go, wait a second, I want to change this narrative. I want to change this story and pull myself back from the fear. And that, of course, is going to involve how do I care for myself? Because I don't want to give people woo-woo answers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if you decide to not tell that story, in order to tell a different story, it's going to require that you are the responsible for yourself, personally responsible. You're completely taking personal responsibility. You're telling yourself the truth of everything that you've been dealing with, everything that you felt, and the choices that you're making in lifestyle, in diet, in getting out and, you know, keeping the body fit. You have to tell. That story has to involve self-care, mentally and physically. That's the way you have to do it. And the more you do that, if each of us did that, it's the more this thing, that bigger story, will start to break down because it sends a ripple as we each do this. We don't have to fight with anybody. We don't have to argue with anybody. All we have to do is individually step back and start telling a different story by simply working on the self, the mind, and the body.
Tell a story about how great we are and how powerful we are as individuals.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I love it.
And that's part of it, you know, is for people to stay away from themselves. This pulls everybody so external. We're already external to begin with, but this keeps everybody from going really inside of themselves and recognizing their own power and strength.
That's awesome stuff. Hey, so, you know, I've known you now for about 20 years, at least through your books anyway, for about 20 years. So the question I'm going to ask you now I think is really appropriate. What do you think of all this UFO stuff that's going on?
I think that it is just time that all of this was going to come up. I think we've had years of prepping for it. I just remembered the movie Spielberg did called Taken. I think we've had years for all of this. And the system itself, the government, those structures knew that ultimately there would be a time when it would come up. Now, the question is going to be, what are you seeing? Is it, you know, is it man-made? Is it holograms? Is it, you know, what is it? And this is where it all gets tricky. So, yes, all of that is there. But now we really, really need to be able to be more internally investigative and use our intuition, because this is the time when all kinds of stuff, things are going to come up.
Yeah.
So anyway, there's a lot more that could be said about that. But
is there a relationship between the health challenge that's in the news and the pre-disclosure stuff that's going on? Do you think they're connected at
all? I think they're all connected. I think now particularly is that time when things are going to come out, and I think also being able to control people's minds into a particular narrative, this is the age of technology, and what's being done to our brain so that we are going to be a bit more controllable, alterable in terms of what we are supposed to see and supposed to understand. So I think it's a much, much bigger picture, that we're going to see with all of this. In terms of the vaccine and all of that, I mean, we are being fine-tuned. We are being changed.
Continue with that. Why don't you continue with that? We're being changed?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We're being changed. And years ago, I remember back in 2010, I kept saying when smart technology came out, when they were starting to push this, and smart technology is about, connecting all of these different aspects of technology, including all of our appliances, to one network, one system. And I kept saying the last to go online is going to be a human being. And what we're seeing is the making of that for human beings to become more accessible in a digital space, in that mind. And it's so subtle that we're not going to notice it. And so by the time it all sinks in and the technology is really taking place and constructed, we will be accessible then, and it'll sell it to us as great ideas and convenience and all of that. Just like they jumpstart your car, you're in Timbuktu and they can start your car or unlock your house and all of that.
Or money even, social credit and all that stuff. Hey, Sonia, I hope we get you back on here real soon because you got so much great stuff to talk about. How do people I'll just send them to therealsoniabarrett.com. Therealsoniabarrett.com. Sonia, we're out of time. Thank you so much for being on The Bright Side. And that's all the time we have, folks. That's all the time we have for today, folks. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.